Aston Villa boss Unai Emre admits everyone at the club is desperate to secure Champions League football again next season. A win at home against Europa League finalist Tottenham tonight would take them into the Premier League's top five. Emre believes victories in their final two games of the season should be enough to secure them a place in Europe's top competition.
We are so motivated. We are fresh. We are in our good moments. The players well. They are training very well. We have now some injuries, but we have another players with the opportunity to try to show as well their capacity to help us.
The other Europa League finalists, Manchester United, also in action. They travel down to London to take on Chelsea in the other Premier League clash tonight. There is the little matter of an FA Cup final tomorrow. Manchester City take on Crystal Palace at Wembley. Man City can win their 8th FA Cup crown tomorrow, while the Eagles are still yet to get their hands on the FA Cup. They have been beaten finalists twice, the last one coming in 2016. City are unbeaten in their last 7 meetings with Palace in all competitions. That one kicks off at 5:30 p.m. Looking at some tennis action from the Italian Open semi-final number one in the men's draw, Carlos Alcaraz, the number 3 seed, up against Italian Lorenzo Musetti. Alcaraz took the first set 6-3, and he was down a break in the second set, but he has fought back and he is 6-5 up, although it is still on serve. So it looks like we could be heading towards a tiebreaker later. The in-form Jannik Sinner takes on Tommy Paul in the other men's semi-final. And finishing with a little bit of golf, it is round 2 of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Let's have a look at the early round 2 leaderboard. Jonathan Vegas, the man who was leading overnight, he is still leading on 7 under par. He leads by 2. Matthew Pavon has climbed up the leaderboard fantastically well. He's 5 under for his round. He's 5 under par through 12 holes for the day and 5 under for the tournament. The South Africans, though, battling along. Max Homer also having a fantastic round, 4 under for the day. And he is 6 under for the day, rather, and 4 under for the tournament. Christian Bezuidenhout, though, he is making a charge. He is 3 under par for the tournament, so in the hunt. That's all from me for today for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.